This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The newly passed federal ban on hemp-based products containing THC could have a significant negative impact on the Texas economy. Our Andrew Schneider says the ban would wind up hitting a wide range of Texas industries that rely on hemp in any form.
Texas produces more hemp than almost any other state in the country, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Economist Bo Whitney estimates the Texas hemp industry employs roughly 53,000 people and pays wages of just over $2 billion.
Those people now, instead of contributing into the state coffers from a revenue perspective, payroll taxes, business taxes, sales taxes, this will now be an expenditure that is needing to be absorbed by the state.
Those numbers include workers involved in cultivating, manufacturing, distributing, and selling hemp-derived cannabinoids. But Whitney says the legislation would discourage the cultivation of any hemp. The ban takes effect in November 2026. I'm Andrew Schneider, News 88.7.
National Security Agency Secretary Kristi Noem handed out checks and heaped praise on TSA officers at Bush Airport yesterday. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now with the latest there. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. Secretary Noem singled out a TSA officer, Ashley Robinson, who went above and beyond the call, continuing to serve to keep passengers safe.
Her example of optimism and cheerfulness despite these kinds of hardships will be something that the rest of our TSA employees can look to, but also the American people, recognizing that even when these challenges come, that we can take them on and continue to be an encouragement to people around us.
TSA officers received $10,000 bonus checks from Noem as appreciation for their service during the 42-day government shutdown. Matt?
All right, Tom. Several flights remain canceled and delayed out of Houston today. Houston's food insecure households are more likely to report poor health outcomes and go uninsured. That's according to a recent survey from Rice University's Kinder Institute. Luz Garcini is the institute's director of community and public health.
I think it's our responsibility to do more than identify the problem. The problem is not new. Is it getting worse? Absolutely.
The study found Houston's Hispanic residents make up the largest share of uninsured food insecure households. A beloved elementary school principal within Houston ISD has died. The district said during a board meeting last night that Sherman Elementary's Raquel Torres Rosenbaum has passed away. She served 18 years in the district and led Sherman Elementary for 6 years. At the meeting yesterday, a district official said that she passed away unexpectedly. In sports, the Rockets are back on the floor tonight. They take on the Portland Trail Blazers. Houston has won 6 out of their last 7 games, and we're just getting the season started. Tip-off at 7 tonight. Meanwhile, college basketball, the number one team on the men's side is the University of Houston. They take on Auburn. That'll be a battle between two top 25 teams. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.